From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now that we're halfway through the Major League Baseball season, fans are starting to think about the World Series in October. October also happens to be a big month for the Obama administration. That's when millions of Americans are supposed to start signing up for new health insurance policies under the Affordable Care Act. Problem is, polls show most Americans still don't understand how they're supposed to do that. Now the White House and its state partners have come up with a plan to reach a key demographic, young adults. As Colorado Public Radio's Eric Whitney reports, it's a plan that involves baseball. His story begins back east.
It's a Wednesday night in Boston, and baseball fan Amy O'Leary is enjoying a Red Sox game.
It's a beautiful night to be at Fenway. We have a cool breeze coming on. And a lot of hope and opportunity for the night.
The Sox are doing well, and O'Leary's hoping it'll be another year like 2007, when the team won the World Series, sweeping the Colorado Rockies in four games. 2007 is also the year Massachusetts enacted the requirement that nearly all residents have to have health insurance. And the Red Sox helped get the word out about it. They let the state staff booths at games to explain it, and there were ads on Red Sox broadcast networks.
I think it makes sense because I think people feel like they know the players, they feel like they know the announcers, and I think that sports teams in general can be messengers of good information to a wide variety of people.
Now that other states are opening health insurance marketplaces, they're trying the same strategy. Myung Kim is outreach director for Colorado's new health insurance marketplace.
People who care about being healthy, our young adult population, are big watchers of the sports shows, and we know are going to be an important population for us to reach.
Colorado is targeting young people because a lot of them are uninsured. And in order for the Affordable Care Act to work, a lot of people need to buy into the system. Young people who probably won't use much health care are supposed to balance out older, sicker people who will. So the state is running ads like this one during Rockies games on TV that show people buying a health policy and then celebrating.
At ConnectForHealthColorado.com, almost 500,000 Coloradans will qualify for cost reductions, making their health insurance more affordable.
Colorado is taking the lead on its new insurance marketplace, but the White House is in charge of driving business to them and most others. Mandy Cohen with the Department of Health and Human Services says it can be tough to reach young people who may not currently value having health insurance.
We also know that they're the most heavily marketed to, so really hard to break through to this group. So because of those reasons, we know we had to put an extra emphasis on the 18 to 35-year-old cohort.
But when the White House scheduled meetings with pro baseball, NASCAR, and other sports organizations to discuss marketing partnerships, some Republicans called a foul. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell sent the leagues a letter saying they, quote, risk damaging their inclusive and apolitical brands by promoting the federal health care law. That didn't happen in Boston, says Red Sox Vice President Charles Steinberg.
We didn't have negative feedback. You know, in American democracy, we debate issues and we come to resolution and we pass laws, and those laws are designed to benefit the people. So when you can be a communicator of the laws of the land, you believe that you're helping people.
Still, the White House as of now has canceled at least some of its meetings with sports leagues about potential partnerships. In Colorado, the ads running during Rockies TV broadcasts haven't stirred up any controversy.
First baseman, number 17, Todd Helton.
The same night Amy O'Leary was watching the Red Sox in Boston, Joan Ringel was at the Rockies game in Denver. She says it's kind of hard to even tell what the ads are for.
Well, my husband didn't notice them, and you couldn't really tell that that is Colorado's exchange for the Affordable Health Act. I didn't think they explained clearly that people need to pay attention to the exchange when it's time to sign up.
The time to sign up starts in October. That's World Series time. The White House is hoping sports fans will also think of it as a chance to benefit from the Affordable Care Act. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Denver.
This story is part of a partnership of NPR, Colorado Public Radio, and Kaiser Health News.